Joining us here in studios this morning is the Chief Program Officer for Community Teamwork Incorporated, Mike Collins. Is that correct, Mike?
That's correct. Good morning.
Good morning. And you're the Chief Program Officer of their Youth Homelessness?
No, well, I'm the Chief Program Officer for the agency, so I supervise all the program managers. That includes child care, homeless services, housing services, food services, the range of comprehensive services that Community Teamwork provides across the community.
Well, welcome here to our Lowell Spinner Studios, and you are here to talk about an initiative that we've been chatting about a couple of times now, including last week with some of the folks from Youth Build. It is this summit. A youth homelessness summit where CTI, in conjunction with other agencies, is trying to gather youth who have experienced homelessness and come through it on the other side and get their thoughts on what some of the best ways to combat it of it. You know, it strikes me you and I can sit here and have a conversation, but if we haven't necessarily been there, do we really know what it's like for a young person to be in this kind of a situation and what type of help really does work for them?
Yeah, that's correct. And a key part of the summit will be a panel that we will have where we will have, you know, a variety of young people who have, you know, lived the experience of being homeless for some part of their lives. And we're very eager to sort of hear what they have to say. And really the goal is to come out of this summit with a series of working groups and committees and to come up with a community-wide plan and partnership to try to provide additional services for homeless young people. And when we say, we use the term youth and young adults, we basically mean young people between the ages of 16 and 24. And there's some services available for that group, but not enough. And so the idea of the summit is to figure out what the gaps are, what we can do together as a community, who can participate in the process, whether it's funding sources, state and city government, and so on, to come up with better solutions.
And as we've learned since through our prior discussions, homelessness takes on many forms. It could be living in a shelter. It could be living under a bridge or in a tent city by a river. It could be couch surfing, where you don't know where you're staying from night to night, and maybe you don't list yourself or others don't count you as homeless because technically you're under a roof, but you are, in fact, without a home.
Right. Well, you know, homelessness, frankly, across the lifespan, but certainly among young people, you know, affects all kinds of folks. We have data recently that we've obtained from something called the Hope Lab Survey, which was a survey instrument developed by the University of Wisconsin that was applied across the community college and state university system. And the results show that in the North Shore and Middlesex County, that 13% of our community college students have been homeless in the past year and 9% of our university students. And so homelessness affects everyone.
13%, more than one in every 10
of our community college students
have been homeless.
Have been homeless at some point in the last year.
And 9%.
And 9%
of roughly one of every 11 has been homeless.
That's correct.
Wow. Those numbers are staggering. We also are excited this morning to welcome Deanna Santana to our studios. Deanna is a student over there at UMass Lowell. Good morning, Deanna. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
What year are you in over there at UML?
So this is I'm just finished my first year of the master degree. I'm doing the master in community social psychology.
Did you get your undergrad degree at UMass Lowell?
Yes.
And you're going for your master's?
Yes. So I did have my associate's degree from Middlesex Community College. Then I transferred to UMass Lowell and then just continue moving forward. Now the master.
Pretty good success story, right?
I'm trying.
Somebody who hears that might say, wow, she's had a perfect life, right? High school, community college, now you finish at a four-year college and you're even getting a master's degree. The road wasn't straight to that point, was it? It took a couple of detours.
Yes, it took a couple of detours. Two kids and a non-traditional student, which means that I'm older than the regular students that I'm happening to encounter. I came from the Dominican Republic in 2011 with my daughter in my belly. I was pregnant by that time with my
second. How old were you, if I might ask?
Right now?
How old were you when you first came?
Okay, 25. Yeah, okay. Like doing the math right now. Yeah, I'm 33 right now.
And now you're 33.
Yes.
Two children?
Yes, two children. So when I came, because I didn't have the support from some families, so I had to live in a shelter. So I moved into Walton, and I was there for 11 months. So and it's like you say, that the homelessness can take different forms. It doesn't have to be you living like under a bridge, or you living in a like or like near the river, like you're saying. So I had this struggle, but at the same time, I was trying to teach my children that that could be a situation that it will happen just for that period of time, but that doesn't mean that was the our story. So it's just the beginning of our story.
So for 11 months, you lived in a shelter and raised two children.
Yes.
In a shelter. Was it, what type of shelter was it? Was it one for young moms and women with families, or was it one where kind of everybody would come and go?
Everybody would come and go, because it was a hotel. So the hotel base was the second floor where was they have the like suites type of room, mm-hmm. and those were for regular people who were not experiencing homelessness, like regular clients, which people used to call like normal people. So like we were like kind of like on the side. Sure. And then the first floor was the regular rooms, and then they can place mother, they can place fathers, they can place a family in the whole room. Okay. But the good thing, at least we have a bathroom just for ourselves.
And you had a roof over your head, but it's
yes.
not the perfect living condition. What were some of the challenges you and your children faced?
The first challenge was the food, because we didn't have, well, first we had encountered the food insecurity part. We have to apply for the food stamp, which is now the SNAP. I didn't have it for like a week, so it was rough to me just to even ask for water, or just to help myself with the, because they provide the breakfast. So I was just based on one breakfast and was able to take some fruits from the breakfast, mm-hmm. and just live throughout that week with just the breakfast for me and my my son, because I was pregnant by that time.
Did you speak English?
When I came.
When you first came.
It was basic.
Yeah.
I managed to just, you know, figure out by myself, like learning more using YouTube and just, you know, get ahead, because I knew that in order to get into like from point A to point B, I need to learn more English, and sure. also like strengthening my communication skill and all that.
Did you work?
No, while I was working, I mean, living at the shelter. I started working for MCC, so Middlesex Community College. So once I moved from the homelessness shelter, then I came across this program, was the home base, which is just a help for single moms, single dads, or families who are experiencing homelessness. So during that time, they gave me two options. They're like, okay, during those 2 years that we can help you with this grant, you can either go to school or you can work, or you can do both. And I say, okay.
And you did both.
Yes, well, I went straight to go to school first, because I wanted to improve my English. And say, okay, let me go to school, let me improve my English, and let me apply for the daycare, like voucher for the DTA. And I did all that. And then my first job at MCC was a tutor. So I was able to help in students who were like me, going from the Spanish speaking into transition to the English speaking. So getting them ready with the basic like grammar and some pronunciation and all that.
Where did you live at this point?
Right now I'm living in Lowell.
Where did you live when you first went back to school and first
okay,
got a
Lawrence.
Job? So you lived in Lawrence. You were able to get mm-hmm. an apartment?
Yes.
Were you able to do it and afford it on your own? How were you able to?
No.
How were you able to work?
Under the program, the home-based program. So the home-based program helped me paying like almost the majority of my rent. And then when the home-based program was about to end, then that was when I found another grant that helped me in the transition to get into Lowell.
Did you get child care help as well? You had
yes.
two kids and you were trying to work and go to school.
Yes.
Were these organizations that helped her, were they CTI organizations?
I believe the home base program was a CTI program, and just for your listeners, what that basically is, it's a program through the State Department of Housing and Community Development. It's what's called a shallow housing subsidy. It's basically meant to give people sort of a hand up, so to speak, in the sense of providing some assistance for a limited period of time to assist with housing so they can move from shelter situations to more secure, stable housing. You know, we also provide a comprehensive range of services, child care, and so on. And I don't know if Deanna's children were in our child care programs at the time, but all of our programs have various eligibility requirements established by state and federal government. Mm-hmm. And in the best of circumstances, we are able to sort of figure out what someone is eligible for, provide them with those services for the period of time that they need them. And our goal is always to sort of get people to the place of, you know, what we call sustainability, where they're able to sort of do it as Deanna is now, very much on their own. And so she's a great example, I think, of how if you take the appropriate mix of services and supports, someone can really kind of, you know, move ahead to independence and success. And so she's doing a great job.
She is the poster child for how it's supposed to work and for the services that CTI and other organizations offer. You, somebody who, through an unfortunate circumstance, ends up homeless, in need of help. She ends up going to school, working her way up, now sitting here in front of us today, a master's student at UMass Lowell. And best of all, she is giving back. Deanna, you are involved with this youth homeless son. Tell me how you are helping with that.
So I'm going to be one of the MC. So just pull me onto that. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Are you going to be nervous standing up there with a microphone, or now that you're a radio star, you can you can handle that?
Well, this helped. Well, thanks a lot for the experience. I had just like a few experience with like in front of an audience. So thank God I was able to be the speaker at my graduation for the Middlesex Community College. So that gave me like a little bit of a setting just to share my story, just to inspire other people to become like more active in the community work and also like giving back to the community. Because like I say, homelessness can happen to anyone, unfortunately. So it's not like something I would say like I would never become homeless, because what happened if you have a fire even at your house? You will become homeless, like, unfortunately. So it's just that part, like giving back to the community, it not only make you feel like better as a person, but it also like that sense like you are helping someone, that maybe that someone will help you in the future. You never know.
And Michael Collins is here as well this morning, along with Deanna Santana. Mike is the Chief Program Director at Community Teamwork Incorporated. With all due respect to you and the work you do, I imagine if you sit in front of a room of young people who are trying to, you know, fight their way out of homelessness and into good housing, you know, when you have to speak next to Deanna, they could care less what you have to say. Right. Having somebody who is the perfect embodiment, who's been through it, but also has shown that if you do the work and get the help that you need, there is a way to come out on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes all the difference. And I know you had John Cave and some young people in last week, and John is involved along with those folks in creating what we're calling the LAB, or Lowell Advisory Board. And that's really to sort of basically hear the voices of young people and have them very much involved in the process of planning solutions and, you know, what's missing in the array of services that we're providing. You know, there are some great services out there. CTI was involved 8 or 9 years ago, along with, and I want to give a shout out, I guess, to Eric Cousineau, who's a social worker at DCF, which created a program called Barshawn Hall, which is a convent. I don't know if you know about that, but the Sisters of Charity of Ottawa opened up their convent for young women who are aging out of the DCF foster care system. And then another program was set up called Page Apartments. So there are a number of good services out there, but there are holes in the system. And so what we are really trying to do is listen to young people, get the community involved, figure out what those holes are and what we can do to acquire city, state, federal resources, as well as foundation funding, to sort of put together a better system for everyone.
Yeah, because every story isn't as successful as Deanna's, and some have different challenges. There are other issues, abuse, drug use, physical abuse, and maybe not a great shelter to be able to go to as Deanna had. So this summit is next Monday,
June 18th at the UML Inn and Conference Center. We'll have coffee registration at 8 o'clock, start promptly at 8:30. The city manager, Eileen Donahue, is going to join us and welcome folks in the morning, and we will have Representative Tom Golden and Senator Eldridge, Jamie Eldridge, Mayor Samaras, and City Councilman Kennedy also joining us at lunch. So we're really trying to get as many people across the community involved in this process.
And this is open to the public and individuals and the business community as well?
Well, yeah, it is. Although at this point we have nearly 120 people signed up, and so we are starting to run out of space. But if someone really, really wants to come, they should contact me. My email is mcollins@comteam, that's comteam.org, and we would certainly try to find a way to fit anyone in who really wants to roll up their sleeves and get to work on solving this problem.
So anybody can help.
That's correct.
Mike Collins, Chief Program Director from Community Teamwork Incorporated, thank you for joining us here in our Lowell Spinner Studios. Deanna Santana, a special big thank you to you for sharing your story
and
for being such an inspiration and now giving back to others in need as well. Thank you.
Thank you.